Hello, and welcome back to When Split Happens. I'm Jay Henderlite of Sasso Guerrero and Henderlite, and today we're diving into one of the most persistent myths in family law, the idea that moms always get custody. It's a belief that comes up in nearly every consultation I have with divorcing or separating parents here in Jacksonville, but in Florida, that assumption just doesn't hold up under the law. Let's unpack the truth behind this myth, why it persists, and what Florida courts actually look for when determining parenting time and responsibility. A question I hear all the time is, do mothers automatically get custody of their kids in Florida? The answer is simple, no. Florida law is gender neutral. Judges don't favor one parent over the other. What they focus on is the best interests of the child, and that's the guiding principle for every custody and time-sharing decision in this state. So how did the myth start? Decades ago, courts often applied what was called the tender years doctrine, an outdated idea that very young children should live primarily with their mothers. That concept has been abolished for years, but it left behind a cultural assumption that mothers have an edge. The truth is, under modern Florida law, both parents start on equal footing. Another question clients ask is, what exactly does best interests of the child mean? Florida Statute 61.13 lays out a detailed list of factors judges must consider. Things like each parent's ability to provide a stable home, their moral fitness, their physical and mental health, the child's school and community record, and even in some cases, the child's own preference if they're mature enough to express it. Notice what's not on that list, gender. So then, is it true that Florida now presumes 50-50 custody? In 2023, Florida adopted a legal presumption favoring equal time sharing, meaning the court starts from the idea that children benefit from spending substantial, meaningful time with both parents. But that presumption can be rebutted if equal time isn't in the child's best interest. For instance, when distance, work schedules, or safety concerns make it impractical. If you're a parent in Jacksonville facing a custody case, focus on proving your involvement. Judges want to see that you attend school events, know your child's teachers and doctors, and can maintain consistency in their routines. Demonstrate that you can communicate respectfully with the other parent, because cooperation is a major factor courts weigh heavily. Another common question is, can a father win primary custody in Florida? Absolutely. I've represented fathers who were awarded majority time sharing because they provided the more stable, supportive environment. And I've represented mothers who did the same. What wins cases isn't gender. It's preparation, consistency, and a child-centered approach. You might also wonder, does higher income make a difference in who gets custody? Financial stability matters, but it's not decisive. The court cares about whether each parent can meet the child's needs, not who earns more. A parent's emotional availability and reliability often carry more weight than their paycheck. If you live in or around Jacksonville, here's what you can do right now to strengthen your parenting plan. Keep records of your participation in your child's life, maintain calm communication with your co-parent, and avoid sudden changes that could disrupt your child's routine. Stability and cooperation are far more persuasive in court than anger or assumptions. To wrap up, let's bust the myth once and for all. Moms do not automatically get custody in Florida. The law treats both parents equally. What matters most is the child's safety, emotional security, and long-term stability. If you keep that focus, you're already ahead. I'm Jay Henderlite with Sasso Guerrero and Henderlite. If you live in the Jacksonville area and have questions about your specific situation, feel free to contact us at Sasso Guerrero and Henderlite for a consultation. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on When Split Happens.